It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May. Hey, come visit my website, theambermayshow.com. That's theambermayshow.com. I'd love to hear from you. You can write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. Or you can write me on my website at theambermayshow.com. Man, what a couple weeks this has been for me. And I've just realized so much. One being, there's not a whole lot I have control of. I have control of myself, and that's about it. And sometimes it's frustrating because there's so much pain in this world. I've gone through a lot of pain myself. I know all of us have gone through pain. And when I see somebody I care about it hurting or in pain, either physically or mentally or whatever, I just want to fix them and say, poof, it's all gone. Now you can be happy. And unfortunately, I really don't have that ability to do that. And I wish I did, because I know a lot of people who are in the hospital because they're sick with disease, or like my friend's husband, been shot in the line of duty and is fighting for their life. And I have to bear witness to see how upsetting that could be. And my heart is totally with them. And I wish I could just say, poof, he's better. But I can't. I don't have that ability. Or people that are hurting because somebody hurt them physically, possibly. Or maybe their relationship isn't going as well as they would have liked it to go on. So they're hurting because their relationship isn't in a great place right now. And or people are sad because they haven't been able to have a baby, whatever the case is. And I know I've gone through a few rough years, and I'm glad to say for myself, last year and so far this year has been pretty good for me, because I've gone through years of sorrow wishing someone could just poof, make me feel all better. So it gets me to think, since I don't have the power to fix anyone's problems or to just make them feel better and be happy and have a great life, I do know someone who does. And what I can do is be that bridge and fill that gap in and place their hand in the hand of Jesus. Because Jesus will, he promises, will take our pain away. I've had friends, you know, physically get hurt by somebody, and it's like a scar that doesn't truly go away unless you allow Jesus to help you get through that and actually really put it away. And it's really painful for God to see people he cares about hurt. And we each have a choice every day. Are we going to do right or are we going to do wrong? Are we going to do good or are we going to do bad? Are we going to be kind to someone or are we going to hurt somebody? And we each have that choice every single day. And if God intervened every single time, even though I know he hates it, I know he hates it, I know he hates it, we lose this thing called free will. Suddenly we become these robots. And that's not God's plan, because God wants us to choose to love him, not be forced to love him. And nobody wants to, when, I mean, people genuinely want someone to love them because they chose to love them, not because an outside force made this illusion that they loved you. You know, everyone wants genuine love, including God himself. And along with that, we get what is called choices. We get to choose. Do we love him? Do we not? If we don't love him, then we tend to hurt people. You know, there's days that maybe my love for God isn't as strong because I make bad choices. You know, when you love someone, and it's also the sin nature that's in all of us. None of us are perfect because Adam decided to sin against God in the garden. And because of that, we have been plagued from the beginning of time with this sin nature that sometimes causes us not to do the things that we should be doing. And some of my friends have been through some really bad places in their life. And it really hurts me that people are not loving their neighbor as theirself. And society is not teaching to be kind to one another. On the television, we see nothing but sex and violence. And we're not shown how to respect one another, how to treat each other nicely, how to be kind, how to be gentle, how to be loving. There's so much pain in this world, and people just need to be loved on. I've come across people this week who my heart just wanted to wrap up and hold them so tight and never let them go because of pain that they're feeling or pain they felt in the past or pain they're feeling now. You know, it's just, I just want to take it all away. And it makes me so sad because there's all these people that, you know, you could plot through life and you could try and do the right thing. And then this external force comes in and radically changes your life. And what I strongly believe by seeing, you know, different people in different scenarios is if there is this radical thing that's happened to your life, and I'm talking about something negative, maybe you've been raped, molested, whatever, and it might not even be that extreme, but I'm just going to go to the extreme. I think that can set you on a course that makes it easier for you to make not such great choices. And I think it's just because we want to get rid of that pain. And sometimes the road we think we're on is okay and will take away our pain ends up hurting us more. And then, you know, when people care about us and they see us hurting, they hurt too. It's not like we're hurting ourselves by ourselves, but sometimes it's kind of hard to see that. And so there's consequences for the decisions we make, even though we probably don't intend to set out making poor choices. We tend to, and I think I could be wrong, but I just think that when this external force and this traumatic event happens to us, and let's say we don't know Christ. Even Christians sometimes go down this path. But let's say especially you don't know Christ. The world has this offer for you of this will take away your pain and that will take away your pain. But at the end of the day, your pain actually increases because you made poor choices. And those choices affect, you know, they have consequences down the road. And sometimes the initial reaction isn't that person's fault. I mean, we went to the extreme saying someone got raped or molested, and that's not that victim's fault. But that pain sometimes clouds our better judgment. And instead of running to God to help heal our hearts, because he's the only one who can if that has happened to you, we go down another path. And it's just heartbreaking. And sometimes we just make poor choices generally, you know, when we don't live the way God has us to live, we hurt more, we create more hardships for ourselves. And I'm not perfect. I don't always do the things God would ask me to do. I try and I strive for that every single day I try. But I'm a human being. I'm not going to always, you know, match up to God's standards for me, but I should try, and that should be everyone's goal, is to try. But when we fail and we don't follow the roadmap God set out, you know, on how to live, we create more hardships. And it makes me really sad when I see people I care about in hardships. And I'm sure people feel the same way about me when I don't choose the path that God would have me go on or make poor choices. I'm sure people feel the same way. And what do people need at that point? Do they need you to point a finger and say, see, this is why you shouldn't have done X, Y, and Z? I don't think so, because I think they already know X, Y, and Z has caused pain in their heart. What I think they need is just someone to listen to them, someone to show compassion, someone to show God's love to them. Because God's love brings people in, and God's love can change people. When you point the finger, remember, there's the fingers pointing back at you. And you say, you shouldn't have done this, and you shouldn't have done that. That pushes people farther away. And when people are farther away, they're not going to want to change. Or they're not going to feel good about their situation. It might get worse, you know? I'm not saying that you shouldn't tell, you know, there's a time and place when you say, hey, this is not God's best for you. But when people are crying out to you because they're hurting, that's not the time to say, well, see, told you so. No. So if there's someone in your life that is hurting, you just need to open your arms to them and love on them, pray with them. That's what you do. And then people who don't have a relationship with Christ, be that bridge for them. That's how we change this world. And you change one person at a time. Because each person has a circle of influence. You want this world to be a better place? It starts by changing one person at a time. I hate the fact that so many people out there do not love their neighbor as themselves, like we're supposed to. We're supposed to care about one another. So I've made it my mission to change one person's life at a time by caring about them, by loving them, by not pointing fingers, just being a friend. I just know that when Christ was on earth, he was with people that society thought were trash and would have nothing to do with them. And God, Jesus himself, God in the flesh, would sit and have meals with them and build friendships. That's what he did. And that's all I can ask you to do. And that's all I can be asked to do, is just follow that example of befriending someone, praying for them when they hurt, tell them you're there for them, be that ear that they need to listen to. That's all you can do. Because I'm just learning, I have so little control. I can control myself, and that's about it. Can't really control anything else. I can't control my kid. You know, my kid controls themselves. All I can do is try and be the best parent, discipline them when they've gone the wrong way, protect them because they don't know what's good for them. But each person has their own free will to choose how they want to live and are they going to be obedient or not. And if you've feel like there's no way of you returning, and there's no way God could ever love you, you're wrong. You're so wrong. God will chase us until our last breath is taken, because he made each and every one of us. He is a parent, and parents love their children, plain and simple. He designed you. He put talents in you. He had a purpose for you. He was so joyful knitting you together. If you think about someone who are into crafts and they get so excited and they're knitting this blanket or this dress, and the beautiful piece of artwork is completed, they get so joyful because they know what the end result's going to be, and while they're making it, they're happy about it. And Jesus, God was the same way. Scripture says he knit us together in our mother's womb. And he thought about us before he planned creation. And he thinks about us more than the sands on the seashore. He knows when we wake up and when we lie down. And he gave the ultimate price of love. He died on the cross. And you know what I know to be true? And I know how much God loves us, because John 15:13 tells me, there is no greater love than this. There is no greater love than this, that a man lays down his life for his friend. No greater love than this, that a man lays down his life for his friends. That's what Jesus did for me and you. So we need to respect one another. We need to teach our children to respect one another. The reason why my friend's husband's laying up in the hospital right now is because someone hurt somebody in a really bad way. And people were trying to bring justice to that family, that victim. And this perpetrator who caused a lot of pain, who chose to do this, no one made him hurt somebody, didn't have enough respect for the law, and shot at the police, killing one, severely injuring another one, and now it's in God's hands. We have to respect one another. We need to teach people the value of life. Why do people shoot up children in school? This is not something that is new to our world, and it's so sad because these children are so innocent. Someone chose to hurt somebody. Wouldn't it be great if we didn't need police anymore because we loved our neighbor as ourselves? Just please pray for healing in our country, that people will have respect of life. People will respect each other and love each other, that we're supposed to love one another as Christ has loved us. Please pray for that. Remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.